Haven, Haven of Bliss Podcast. Oh yeah, Hem, why it's Haven of Bliss Podcast. This is why it's Haven of Bliss Podcast. Oh yeah, baby, oh yeah.
It's fine, you can edit me out anyway.
This is Wyatt's Haven of Bliss Podcast. I'm Wyatt, and this is...
Tracy, Wyatt's girlfriend.
Yep, she's my girlfriend. On January 20th, 1997, was the inception of Wyatt's Haven of Bliss, and...
.com.
Yep, .com, and he has just turned 9 years old. So... I have a 9-year-old. WHB. So, I did a search today for my name and it came up. My last name came up number 2 on Google. Haven and Bliss came up like number 1. Or number 2 after Ollie Hot Noodles, Haven and Bliss.
Who?
You ever see that movie?
No.
Ollie Hot Noodles, Haven and Bliss?
Ollie G.
It's like, you remember the Christmas story?
Yes.
There's a movie, a sequel to it. I didn't realize it was called a sequel. It's called Ollie Hot Noodles, Haven of Bliss. It was this really campy movie about that same family. It's like a sequel to the movie.
I didn't know that.
And they went on the camp, and there's something about Ralphie's, like, moving refrigerators up the stairs and stuff like that. So, anyways, so I've had havenofbliss.com for 5 years.
9 years.
9 years total, but, like, I had the domain name for 5 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Yep. So, Tracy's been to my website before. She doesn't add that much to it. She doesn't really think it's that great, do you?
I love your website.
You love my website?
I get to read about all your old girlfriends on there, and all your old girlfriends' pictures on your... The login page, where I get my own login to search your private information.
Yep. So I gave her, like, you wouldn't know unless you're a close friend of mine, but you can log in and it has some private pictures and private articles that only my friends can read. And there just happens to be some there from old girlfriends. And I'm in trouble this week because I didn't delete them and she found them.
Anything that says private on it.
You went right to it.
Yep.
Yep. What was the one that you read?
You were professing your love to this girl that you never met before.
It's kind of an embarrassing thing for me. So.
We don't have to talk about it.
We can talk about it if you want. I don't care. I don't know. So, I had a friend who was a girl I talked to online, and, you know, one thing led to another, and suddenly we were talking on the phone, and...
You were professing your undying love for her.
I wrote some article about
her
on my website. And then Tracy found that and she got jealous.
Because you never told me about her.
She's not important. So maybe I was embarrassed.
That's good.
Yeah. But that was not the only one she found. She found some other ones too.
They weren't as bad.
Yeah. What else did you find?
There was one where you were casting the demons out of your apartment.
Oh, really?
I read that one. That one was private, too.
Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Why did you like that one?
Because I pictured you doing that. Is it crazy?
Yeah, I'm crazy. You're going to think I'm crazy for now, for sure. If anyone reads this later and they're going to, like, they ever need to take me to court, and I'll be like, he's crazy, that's proof. People already think I'm crazy just from going to my website.
That's true. My mom does.
Yeah. She thinks I'm crazy, too.
Yep.
Everything I write in there makes me like a communist or a fascist or all kinds of ish that are bad.
Hedonist.
Hedonist. The Christian hedonist.
Yep.
That was my last podcast.
That was your last podcast. It was so insightful. Yeah. I decided to listen to it 10 times.
In other words, she fell asleep because she thought it was incredibly boring. She didn't make it through it. She's my girlfriend, and my girlfriend won't even look at my website.
I look at your website all the time,
you
and I find all this information about you that you don't tell me about, so it's very interesting to me.
Whatever. Even with all that stuff, You're lucky to come, like, once a week.
I go and look at my own pictures on there.
Yeah, there are pictures of Tracy up there.
There's a new bulletin section where you confess your love to me.
I did, to my Y-cart.
Yep.
That's the secret name for Tracy backwards Y-cart.
It takes people a long time to figure that out.
I didn't figure it out.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know, for some reason it's hard to figure
out. Your brain can't work that fast.
Well, your brain's a lot smarter than mine.
I know.
I try to come up with some ways where I might be smarter than her. It never works out, though. She likes being smarter than me,
too. And you have new star ratings on your website.
Right. I spent forever working on that. Yep. So, what do you think of the star ratings?
I think they're an amazing addition to your gallery section.
I think it's an amazing addition, too. Now, isn't that some propaganda or what? Yep. So, my photo gallery has almost 9,000 pictures in it. I think that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing.
How many of those have you seen?
So talented. I've seen almost all of them.
You have not.
I've seen about 200 of them. 200. They're all me. I only got 4.5 stars in one gallery, though.
Yeah, but it was my first one, and we were kind of tired.
That's true. I did get 5 stars later.
And you said that you did your makeup wrong because one of your eyes had too much makeup on it.
It did.
And you were self-conscious about it. I gotta save the 5 stars for the really good ones, so. So my website, this is my ongoing project, my obsession, as Tracy calls me.
Not in Starbucks.
Yeah.
At Starbucks.
Working on my website at Starbucks is bad. Drinking white mochas and...
Getting fat.
I definitely have sacrificed my health for my website, and now I have a big gut because of it.
That's true. Don't look at those pictures on your website. You look too skinny. It's a false image.
Well, I can Photoshop my sides away. You know, a little bit of airbrushing, I think it'll look pretty good.
You do.
Yeah. I used to have, like, a ton of pictures of me all over my website. Like, you'd come
you
in.
You were an egotistical maniac.
That's what everybody thought. You think that? And I don't even have them up there. I had a big picture of myself, like, looking at you on the header. Right now, there's, like... picture of the Grand Canyon with some cheesy harp, and my friend Corey says that I just really like bad art and can't help it. Because he's an artist and has a degree in art, and therefore he knows how bad my taste is, so maybe he'll agree. But
I think you have good taste.
Yeah. So what do you think of my 9,000 photographs in my gallery?
I think that you're very talented and passionate.
Yeah. There's pictures of Tracy, new ones in my DC gallery.
That's true.
Yeah. You see any pictures on my website that you liked or you didn't like?
I like your pictures of your family.
Of my sister?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Do you want to tell them what happened?
I think you can tell them. You might start laughing beyond control.
Oh, I was laughing on the floor for like 20 minutes. Why don't you tell them? I'll fill in the details. So my sister's used MySpace.
Your sister had a birthday last week.
Yeah.
Right?
23rd.
She's not 23.
No, she's 18.
18.
Her birthday was the 23rd.
I know more about your family than you do.
Yeah, I know. It's bad.
Anyway...
So, what happened?
You were on MySpace, a website where you can post personal information, and your sister recently got engaged through that website.
That's true.
And you went to your younger sister's site and posted some funny pictures of her when you were at a tractor pull with your grandma, and you said that she liked this guy because he had a cute butt, and he was really an old farmer.
You didn't really even have a butt at
and
all.
And you didn't have a butt either. I don't remember what your exact quote was.
Yeah. Just to clarify, Stephanie is getting engaged. She's... How old is she? Is she
23. Like me.
Yeah, she's 23.
Plus one.
Tracy's 24 now. She just had her birthday. And Ashley's who I'm talking about, who has MySpace. She just turned 18. And she was so mortified because I wrote this article... I'm going to start laughing at her, stop.
Yep.
And she removed me as her friend. I don't know, the whole MySpace generation is just...
Very superficial.
A very superficial, small world. Like, their world is so small because they live...
They don't leave their houses and sit on the computer for 24 hours a day.
None of their friends have ever been out of the county. It's like small town mid-Michigan, though. I mean, we live downtown Chicago, so it's our own superficiality.
Yes. Right. We're in our own world of superficiality.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you, I was looking online today and I saw this other website called Christmas.com. It's like KR.
I went there. I guess. She likes to do martial arts.
Oh, really? She looked kind of psycho like me in different ways.
She was psycho about her upcoming wedding to her fiance.
Yeah, I guess she got married. I don't know who she is. But, anyways, I remember that was Kristen's Haven of Bliss. In competition with Wyatt's Haven of Bliss.
How did you guys both come up with such a silly name?
I don't know. There's no other Haven of Bliss like it besides mine and hers.
Why is it a haven?
Well, it started all out in the beginning at GeoCities. Oh, you rolled your eyes.
You wrote an article about this not too long ago.
Well, I guess they can read it if they want to.
Oh,
they
go please won't. Tell us about it.
Oh, please. So, anyways, like, I made this free website, and it was in the tropics of GeoCities. And, like, it was naturally, like, why it's Haven of Bliss in the tropics? How are you picking my nose? You've been very emotional today.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. She's just really happy right now. I don't know how girls can be happy without drugs.
That's what you told me when you first met me. Because all your other girlfriends were on steroids or antidepressants.
Antidepressants, that's steroids. There's a little bit of competition, a little jealousy going on here.
That's just because you have all your old loves posted on your website.
Ooh.
Are you speechless?
She's jealous. Anyways, so... You can check that website out if you want. I'm not going to advertise it anymore, but... So, why is Haven and Bliss? So, right now, what do we got? You can check it out, and this podcast is turning out
obviously,
to be an ad
for you're it. Checking it out if you're listening to this, so...
Yeah, so I guess I don't need to talk about it. Yeah, I spend way too much time on it. So, Tracy thinks this is a compulsive obsession.
Obsessive compulsion.
Something like that. It's like I'm addicted to working on it.
And you're more organized about it than anything else in your life.
That's kind of true. I can't really help it.
Why is that?
It loves me.
It loves you?
It needs me. It's like my child.
It is your child. You probably will have spend fewer hours with your child.
She's jealous because I already spend more time with my Haven and Bliss than her.
That's not true.
No, we spend a lot of time together. I've been here all day. We haven't done anything.
He tries to get away from me so we can go work on havenofbliss.com. Cause
whatever. Like, I go, like, I'm like, okay, I need to spend some time with Haven of Bliss. You get all, like, upset with me because
I don't love you anymore. You want me to come sit next to you in Starbucks while you work on it. Who would want to do that? Do I want to do that? No. I won't want to go sit and watch you work on your website. It's like I should, you want me to like that.
You could at least go visit it once in a while.
I do. I found all that information this week that sparked a lot of controversy.
I just left it there so that maybe you'll go read my website a little bit
more.
Now she's kind of interested because she wants to know what kind of other dirt might be on there.
Maybe you were crazy in your past life.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well. Good thing you don't have a website that I can go
I know.
To. Go find all your dirt.
I don't have any dirt.
Yeah. You don't need journals or anything for me to go read? Did you journal?
Just a little bit.
When did you journal?
Oh, in college a little bit. And when I was in 8th grade.
In 8th grade?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff was going on in 8th grade?
I was the master of the universe.
Oh, really? Yep. I heard you were really popular in 8th grade.
7th grade.
7th grade.
Yes.
What was it like to be popular in 7th grade? I guess no one's popular for more than 2 weeks in middle school.
I was always popular because I was in the popular crowd of people.
Yeah. Well, if you've been to my gallery, you know how gorgeous she is. Like, everybody looks at you as you walk down the street, and not just guys.
Oh, that's not true. That's disgusting.
She now just realized what I said. But you played hooky today, so no one looked at you.
Let's not put that up on your website.
Well, you weren't feeling very well.
I was not feeling well.
No. All day today, she hasn't felt that well. But anyways, so we're talking about why it's Haven of Bliss in my podcast.
.com.
Yeah! So, now that I've kind of figured out my iRiver, I have to post some more websites.
Podcast.
So I try to get Chasey. I had to talk to her for an hour just to get her to say hello.
What?
I know.
What's wrong with you?
She doesn't want to participate in White's Haven of Bliss. She doesn't appreciate it.
I left you a bulletin the other day.
Think of all the lives I've changed with Haven of Bliss.
Yeah, all those groupies that you have. You want to talk about the groupies on your website? They'll probably listen to this podcast.
No.
I'm just joking. I think you have a wonderful tool, an art form, and I'm very proud of you for doing it.
Yeah. So, like...
Except for all the groupies and drinks.
Typical girl. So, Christian Command is the thing that's really drove the website through the years, because I wrote that originally. And
does it still exist?
Yep, you can still download it. You can click on Christian Command. No one really chats with MIRC anymore. Merc. What did you call it? Merc?
Merc.
Merc.
MIRC, actually.
Yeah, we spelled it out, too. And then after that, Instant Messengers and ICQ kind of took over. And you never heard about chat rooms again. I guess AOL is the one who really started it, but if you didn't want to pay for AOL, it was MIRC.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a Christian thing for MIRC, and I think like 250,000 people downloaded it.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I used to, like when I first wrote it, people would write me an email like almost every day telling me how much they appreciated what I had done and how it really blessed them and how they use it all the time when they're idling their life away online.
That's good, babe.
Yeah.
Your sisters need something like that.
Yeah, at least it was, you know, I felt like I was doing something constructive with my time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, after that, I decided to add to my website more, and started writing my columns, and my columns have all kinds of Christian stuff. I just wrote one about election.
Controversial column?
Yeah. If Tracy's mom is listening to this, I hope she...
She doesn't have sound on her computer, so she can't listen to anything.
Okay, I guess you're okay. So, I think Tracy's mom's liked my website, and she seems
my mom
nice.
Has read all your articles in your book, supposedly.
Yeah. But she doesn't write me an email to let me know. She just tells Tracy about it. So anyways, like, I have my column. My latest one is about election.
Yummy.
It's funny if you want to read all my articles from the beginning to the end. And just kind of like how I've changed my mind. Like, there's like one when I'm like against election at the beginning, and I write it as like final blows to Calvinism.
I know, you're so serious.
I'm so serious. I'm writing this. I really don't know anything. Just like I don't know anything now, but like,
I know.
I'm always talking. Like
you
I
like
do.
To talk with authority.
Yeah.
It's your motto.
It's your, fun. I don't know. My tongue is a knife sometimes, just like everyone's. Ouch. I know I can cut myself.
I know.
So, like, the latest one was about election. I did one. Me and Tracy read John Piper's book.
Desiring God.
Yeah.
Meditations of a Christian Hedonist.
Yeah, Christian Hedonism. God bless John Piper. I hope he gets over his prostate cancer.
Yes.
Did you like the book?
I did like the book.
I think it was good, too, but you can listen to the other podcast.
It was frustrating, but it was good.
It was frustrating. But we're moved on. Now
we're moving on. There's too much on that.
Now we got Rabbi Zacharias' book, which he didn't write any of it, did he?
No, he just put his name on it.
He's put his name on it, which is kind of a disappointment because, I don't know, he's like
some of it's good.
He's like our idol, but it's all free will stuff, and you know how I feel about that. soon as I hear free will, I'm like, oh, gotta throw that in the fire. I can't help it. I have some German in me.
You're Dutch, I'm German.
No, you're like Greek.
I'm Greek too.
So, well, you're choking me, so I think that means we need to finish.
So why it's Haven of Bliss? What do we think about that?
What do you think about that? I think it's good.
I think it's good. It's better than looking at pornographic websites.
I agree.
Which no one that's listening to this should be doing, because it's wrong and it should be morally convict your conscience.
And I hope someone's listening to this out there.
And please write Wyatt an email at wyatt@havenofbliss.com if you have anything to say about this.
Yes, and perpetuate my obsession. Because without people adding to my obsession, the website might go away. And what would I do? Maybe start living. Have a real life and be a real boy. So, this is Wyatt's Haven of Bliss, and I'm Wyatt.
And I'm Tracy, Wyatt's girlfriend.
Yes, she is. And you can add us to your iTunes by dragging the link of www.havenofbliss.com/podcast into iTunes, or use your iPodder program, or click on the podcast link to listen to this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it, and come back to the next time. This is Wyatt's Haven of Bliss. Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye.
Yeah!